Welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman, recapping the 2024 season. Ended on a good note for you guys with three girls making it to the state meet in Fort Dodge, three freshmen making it to the state meet. Just tell me about the experience that they had in Fort Dodge for those three girls, Olive DeRocher, Gabby Dryman, and Grace Wetzler.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, first of all, Mike. I appreciate it. So we had three freshmen get to experience the state cross country meet for the first time ever. And it definitely, we tried, you know, to talk them up before it, explain what the experience, all of that would be like. We did some visualization, everything. But I tell you, like, they were like, holy cow, that is an experience that you can't prepare for. Like, you have to experience it, right? And so as much as we tried to talk them up and stuff, they just really needed to go experience it. And they loved it. They were in awe. Like, they got into the race and they were like, they, you know, said, dang, it's just a wall of people the whole way through. And we tried to tell them that, but until you're in the race, you don't realize that. They found out how fast of a race it is. It was awesome because they had a great experience. They learned a ton. And at the end of the day, they all had really good races and were really excited to come back next season. So,
and where did they end up placing in the field up there?
Olive was 69th. I think Gabby was maybe 81. And then Gracie, I want to say, was like 115, somewhere in that range. So.
And one of the other things that's difficult up there is when you're your teammates, it's hard to keep track of each other as well, because it's easy to get 10, 15, 20 girls between you really fast.
Yes, and Gabby actually made that comment. You know, she likes to keep Olive in her eyesight, and she said, I lost her, and I couldn't find her. And then, you know, it kind of threw Gabby off a little bit as far as not being able to see where Olive was at. And then Gracie ran an awesome race for her, good time, all of that. But again, because it's just such a fast race, she felt like she was at the very back of it, that the gator was right behind her, which was not the case. But you know, so there were definitely some things that they learned from it, and they'll go back next year and be ready for it. So,
and a really good freshman class overall for you this year. And we talked about it after the state qualifying meet. You really saw them grow throughout the season. What were the things that you were most proud of from August to the end of October?
I would say the thing that really has impressed me the most with, especially this freshman group, but even the whole team, was the growth that they all made mentally. You know, they came into the workouts, our quality workouts, and just really wanted to work hard and really wanted to mentally get stronger. So they took those opportunities to really talk each other up and to know, like, okay, this is going to be hard today, but we're going to grow so much from it. And so just watching them go through practices throughout the season and then in meets, just continue to grow their mental, the mindset, and become so much stronger was really exciting to see. Because, you know, as a coach, you can definitely coach the physical aspect and all of that. The mental aspect is so much harder. So seeing them really buy in and work hard on the mental part of running was really cool to see.
Another of the mental challenges of cross country can be injuries and illness. And I know you had your share of those this year. How did you feel like the girls fought through those to be able to kind of peak at the end of the season and get a fourth place finish at the state qualifying meet?
Yeah, you know, we all season long, we kept saying, man, we just can't, you know, get five girls to all feel good on the same day and race well as a team. And we definitely, we had this viral thing going through our team where it was the really bad cough and the chest, you know, was all congested and tight and they couldn't breathe very well. And it just was like, just kept circulating through our team and we could not get rid of it. And then finally at the state qualifying meet, I wouldn't even say we were 100%, but we had the girls feeling ready and ready to fight through any little things that they were, you know, dealing with and just put it all out there and to just try and finish, like, you know, finish on the strongest possible note that we could. And so, yeah, I mean, they definitely fought a lot through, I would say illness was the biggest setback for us this season, but there were a few injuries that we did have to deal with too. And the girls came back from them really well, so.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls cross country coach Michelle Weedman on Coach's Corner. All in all, when you consider everything throughout the year, ending up with three girls going to the state meet, how would you grade this season overall? As how does it rank among all the seasons you've coached there?
I would say that this season is definitely at one of the top seasons, and it's not so much because of, you know, getting three girl individual qualifiers to state or something like that. I mean, it really comes down to our culture. We had a shift this year, and it was a really, really good culture. So not only was it extremely welcoming and positive and very much family, but I think the shift that I am most proud of with our culture was the mindset and the wanting to work hard and the not fearing those hard, you know, meets or those hard workouts and things like that, but actually embracing it. And that was something that was different this season than what we've had in, you know, a few years. The girls just were so strong mentally and so gritty and just willing to work hard and let it hurt. And that was awesome. And I would say that is what helps make this season for me really successful.
And again, you had a good freshman core, but tell me about your seniors and what they meant to your program.
We're going to miss them so much. They're awesome. They are outstanding leaders, and they just bring so much encouragement, support, positivity. It's going to be some big shoes for the, you know, next year's seniors to kind of step up and take that lead, because they're a great group, and we definitely are going to miss the encouragement and support that they brought to everyone on the team.
Maya Butler, Andy Davitt, those were the main two on the varsity, correct? How many seniors did you have all together?
So we had seven seniors all together. We had a foreign exchange student this year, and then another senior that was new to us this year that it was their first time really doing cross country and being a part of it. Andy, Maya, Audrey Warren, Kinsey McConville, they had been, and Carolina Flores, they had been a part of our cross country program all 4 years. So they kind of knew what it was about. They knew what I expected of them, what we wanted to do with the culture, all of those things. So, I mean, they all played a very important role of making this season successful.
So you've got some great momentum built up for next year. What are your early thoughts on 2025?
Well, we have some really talented eighth graders coming up that I'm excited. I'm excited to have them join in. From everything I've observed of them, they are going to fit right in. They aren't afraid to work really hard and to put it all out there. And they've had a lot of success in their middle school cross-country meets. So I am hopeful that we're going to just continue to build on this momentum that we ended with and continue to build up our program again.
Well, that's been Norwalk girls cross country coach Michelle Weedman recapping the 2024 season. Thanks so much for your time, and congrats on a great year.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.